from our help desk this morning some bitter news. Turns out people who feel that they have been treated unfairly really do take it to heart. According to a British study, they are more likely, significantly, to have heart problems than those people who believe life is basically fair. With me now to break it down, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Manny Alvarez. Dr. Manny, thanks for being with us. So people who feel they have a woe-is-me attitude, like life's unfair, I just have bad luck, now on top of it all, not only do they believe that, they're going to die young?
Well, it's not that they believe. These are people actually that have been exposed to discrimination, abuse, verbal abuse. I mean, words do make a difference. And I think that this study points this out. These were, you know, this is a British study, a large study, looked at over a long period of time. Most of these people were, workers for the state in Britain. So it tells you that working conditions, discrimination, the way that we interact, mental health and heart disease, this is a study that shows the connectivity, stress. We keep talking about stress.
But it's not that you have to actually be wronged. It's that you have to feel like you've been wronged.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you're exposed to verbal abuse 24/7.
But what I'm saying is, even people who convince themselves
I don't think it went into detail really in picking those people out per se. This was a large group of people. They did surveys, and most people answer the question: do you feel that you are unfairly treated? Yes or no. And when you look to moderate to severe cases of people felt that over time they were unfairly treated, they had a high significant incidence of heart disease, like 26% to 36%.
By the way, that was just random people arguing on our street.
The world needs love.
That's what
we need.
Let me ask you this. They say that when you feel this way and you feel like you're being picked on and so on, it leads you to smoke more, to drink alcohol.
Absolutely.
More,
your
to
whole
overeat.
Behavior. More depression, bad eating, stress make you eat more, cortisol levels go up.
I mean, it's like a
self-fulfilling there's a whole
prophecy.
Fulfilling process. Right. Exactly.
So what should people do if they feel like this?
Oh, God. You know, again, if they feel in the levels of discrimination or they get exposed to any kind of abuse, they have to, nip that in right away, because ultimately it could endanger your health, and try to, of course, deal with mental health as something that they need to change, whether they do yoga, any kind of, exercise to get them out of the rut. But mental health does make a difference in your heart.
Very interesting. You know, they say that they did a study on monkeys, and those who were stressed their whole lives long had more fatty buildup on the arteries.
Absolutely.
Than those who weren't. So people, de-stress, yoga, therapy.
Love each other.
Yes, Dr. Manny, thank you so much.
You got it.